All right, it is 6:30 p.m. I will officially call to order this meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors, serving in our capacity as Drainage District Trustees, specifically for Drainage District Grant 13. First item on our agenda is to have the case presented for severing lands in Drainage District Grant 13, located west of Interstate I-35, and actually until we sever it, it's located both east and west of I-35. So, who's making that case for us? Scott, is that you? Who's presenting the case? Okay.
A little background, and I think half the people here were here last time. Which
four out of people. Sure. You want to run around the room? Scott, you start.
Scott Wall, Story County Drainage Clerk.
Paul Toot, Board of Supervisors.
Rick Sanders, Board of Supervisors.
Wayne Clinton, Board of Supervisors.
Tyler Kelly, Vegetation Management Specialist, Story County Conservation. Joe Quaker, Story County Conservation, Integrated Roadside Vegetation Management Specialist, and the one in charge of clearing out the brush out of this
thing. And Weed Commissioner.
And we don't call those weeds. Beautiful flowers.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Cindy Hildebrand, interested rural citizen trying to learn about drainage.
Good.
Good luck, Cindy. Thanks for being here. Outstanding. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being here, Dave. Right back to the back. Ben. Outstanding. Thanks for being here. This is...
Oh, shucks. I bet they wouldn't have known the difference.
Hey, you're like Cindy. You're here just to learn more about it. All right. Thank you, everybody. Now we're to presenting the case for severing this drainage district.
Right. And a little background where this all started. Story County is initiating a program to clear the trees out of their open drainage ditches and try to get them back into their original design capacity.
As required by state law.
Yes. And this district is one of those districts that has an open ditch. It was targeted by our integrated roadside vegetation management program for tree removal. And they had gotten quotes, I think late last year, early this year, actually, the spring, for clearing trees out of this particular ditch. And just because of the size of the quotes, we had a hearing scheduled for, where is it, March 12. And at that hearing, a gentleman showed up who owned land in the district on the west side of Interstate 35, and it was his contention that when the interstate was put in, it had severed his lands from the ditch being on the east side of Interstate 35. There was also a gentleman from the DOT right-of-way department that showed up, George Martin is his name, and he looked at the as-builts for the interstate, and he confirmed that there was no drainage underneath the interstate that allowed the water to flow from the west side of the district to the ditch on the east side of the interstate, of Interstate 35. The water now flows to the interstate and along the interstate ditches south to the Skunk River. We did a little looking into that, not myself, but I think Joe Quaker and maybe Darren and Mike Cox, Conservation Director, after that meeting, that confirmed that there was no drainage under the interstate. So there's a code section in drainage law that allows the trustees to sever any land that is no longer benefiting from the district. It's code 468-188. And just to paraphrase that code section, it says, if it should develop that any type of public improvement has caused such a change in the district as to effectively sever and cut off some of the land in the district from the improvements in the district in such a way as to deprive the land of any further benefits from the improvement, then the Board of Supervisors may make an order to remove land so deprived of benefits from the district without reclassification. That's key. Reclassification is hiring an engineer to go out and determine what benefit the remaining lands in the district are receiving, and that's a fairly expensive proposition. When you have a public improvement such as a highway, the board can order the severing without hiring the engineer, and it's a big savings to the district. And there's another code section, 468-49, that explains the process for doing that without reclassifying. And essentially it just says that the remaining lands in the district, the benefit from the lands that were severed is added on to the benefit to the remaining lands in the same proportion as they had in the original classification.
Thank you.
Want me to go more in depth on that? I certainly can.
I would note only, Scott, that a process like this usually comes to light only when we are attempting to have some type of improvement and a request comes from the landowner, such as in this case. Normally, we wouldn't have gone out on our own and, you know, pulled this out of the sky and decided that we probably needed to do that. But it was clearly pointed out that this could be the case, and a subsequent follow-up investigations verified it. So that's what triggered us bringing this to the attention of all the factors involved tonight.
And Wayne's 100% right. I just want to make sure that we're 100% clear. And, Darren, I think I'm going to direct this to you, but Scott also to you. Is there any doubt in your mind that the public improvement being I-35 running north-south did, in fact, sever the drainage district lands located west of I-35 from this drainage district? Any question at all with DOT coming through, you guys went and looked at it, is there any question in your mind that they are, in fact, severed?
The only thing you don't know is the tile.
And there is no district tile in this district. It's just the ditch. So there could be private tile that the landowners put in prior to the interstate going in that still runs in there.
Right, but the public improvement being I-35, they clearly dug a ditch on the west side of I-35 that at least is intended to catch all that water and direct it down the west side of I-35.
Okay. When Mr. Martin from the DOT was here last time, he said that the interstate was designed in such a way that the water that fell on the interstate ran into the medians of the median of the interstate or into the ditches of the interstate and all ran south. None of it went into the ditch, even on the east side of the interstate. And certainly the water on the west side can't cross the interstate in that case.
Perfect. Okay. All right, so that takes care of number one. That gets us to number two on our agenda, which is hear comments and concern from those in attendance. So, to you. Comments or concerns, I would ask that you come up and use a microphone. We've got the cordless. We've got this one. You're welcome to either one, just so we can get this recorded. And please state your name and affiliation again so that we have it as you start to speak.
City of Ames Water Pollution Control Department. We have a property on the east side. I guess the only concern that we have, severing the or what you're intending to do, we're in agreement with. One thing that we want some assurance on is that there's nothing retroactive as far as, you know, I mean, this has been severed for a long time.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we don't know what work's been done in the past. I'll make sure that there's nothing retro.
Are there any outstanding bills in this drainage district?
No.
Is there any outstanding work that you haven't yet billed for? Is there anything other than what we're going to talk about tonight after we get through this severing issue? Is there anything else in this drainage district? Is that what you're referring to, just making sure there's not going to be any surprise bills or anything like that?
Right. That it's this point moving forward, you know, so this particular project that we're talking about.
Right.
That's going to be redistributed by the method explained, and that there can't be basically any claims that if work was done in 1975, that which was after, say, the
interstate, right?
Interstate went in, it was severed then.
Right.
Somebody,
but as I understand it, and I just need one of you guys to correct me, this thing is not severed just because the interstate went through. It's severed when and if the Board of Supervisors, serving in their capacity as Drainage District Trustees, take action to sever it.
I meant physically.
Yeah.
You're talking about the physical.
Okay.
Yeah, you're talking the legal.
Right. Absolutely, but I'm trying to come at this from two directions. First one is, will the drainage district levy any assessment that could come back and hit right. any of the property owners on the east side? Second one I'm thinking of is, what about the guy that owns a piece of property on the west side that received levies, you know, 20 years ago? Is right. he going to want to come back? And my stance there is, no, you can't come back because it was still a drainage district at that point. Even if you weren't receiving benefit, it was still a drainage district. Right. That money's already collected and spent. We've got no outstanding bills, so there won't be anything other than the project we're talking about here tonight. So I think I can, with reasonable certainty, say, yeah, you're concerned. There's nothing retroactive happening here.
The problem, again, I would change the term, though. The term assurance is the only issue that is troubling to me. You know, this board can exercise its authority, and it will be documented in terms of the action that basically took place. But as Supervisor Sanders said, who is to know that someone from the past may come before either this board or a future board and raising some issues? Obviously, hopefully the precedence that is now set would be a fact of law, but we have no guarantee because individuals always have the right to go to court. Absolutely. To seek a redress if they so believe. But so I understand the concept of the insurance, but what you're basically trying to get at was is that there wouldn't be any retroactive assessments based upon prior history. And we're in the cards of that.
Scott, when's the last time that there was any assessment levied on this district?
Well, interestingly, it was 1975.
Yeah, good guess.
It may have been, and it was a large assessment. It was 495% of the district.
Okay.
Prior to that, it was 1954. So the 75 one was the only one.
I'm
going to
think that we're
safe
from 1975.
I would think.
Something that happened in 1975.
Yeah, a lot of you weren't.
This
around,
has not been
you?
An active district.
I was right.
We're in agreement that reassessment is not the way to go. The way you proposed is
the best
way. Okay. Great.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you. Thanks for your comments. Is there anybody else who'd like to address the drainage district trustees? All right, seeing no one move into the microphone leads us to item number three, consider severing of said lands and reassigning benefits.
Well, I'll make a move or a motion that we sever the lands listed and reassign the benefits.
Second the motion.
Motion and a second. Further consideration. All right, although Toot.
Aye.
Clinton?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. Lands are severed. Moving on to item number four. Present the proposal for cleaning trees and brush from Drainage District Grant 13 Open Ditch, or Dredge Ditch, as some of our neighbors like to refer to them. Tyler, it's all you.
We received four quotes from various contractors. The low one was $12,500 from Finbo Tree Service out of Kelly. The high was $23,760, and that's contract out of Ames. I recently discussed the $12,500 bid with Finco this morning. He said bid's still good.
Bid's still good, and remind us, since it's been a while since we talked about this, exactly what we're talking about along the ditch there.
From the gravel road, I think it's 295th, south to Skunk River.
Okay, and talking about taking every tree that's within the boundaries of the ditch.
Every tree, but they're going to leave some of the shrubs, our native plum, and some of the conservation,
some of the elderberries, and some of the shrubs up on top, and that are affecting water flow. We've instructed the contractor to leave. And we aren't grubbing them out. We're not pulling the root balls. They're cutting the stumps. They're going to treat the stumps. They aren't going to chip down here. They're going to pile and burn.
Okay.
The estimated time that the low bid to contractors, where we just contacted Finco to get in there, would be mid-October at their earliest.
Okay.
Which would coincide at a good time when crops are out, and we go on from there. He does have the bid up north, too, so we're going to be working on two different...
Absolutely. But I just want to make sure that he doesn't go in there before the crops are out of the ground. We don't at that point, especially in the year, we don't need any crop damage.
Yeah, he's actually a producer himself, and he understands the pain of that. So he's actually
actually talking to me about it.
Okay, so he'll cut them, he'll treat them, or we'll treat them?
They supply their own stump treatment with our request and direction, and they treat themselves.
They treat themselves, and then we will go back in after 3 years and retreat? Is that the way we're setting up this program? Okay.
Depends how they grow, you know.
Yeah, you just keep an eye on it. Okay.
3 years, yes.
But then it becomes our responsibility to retreat them and keep those from coming back. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How many bids did we get? You said 12, 5, and 23?
We had four bids.
Okay. And tell me what the other two were. Okay, you just gave me low and high?
Yeah, I think
I have it with me.
Yeah.
Don't know that I do.
That's all right. It's not necessary.
All right.
Other questions for Tyler or Joe? Okay. Comments and concerns from those in attendance over this proposal. Anybody? Okay. Consideration.
I would move that we accept the low bid from, was it Zenco or Finco?
They're out of Kelly, is that right?
At $12,500 for the cleaning of the brush and tree and brush removal.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Further comments? Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Sanders, aye. It passes. Bids awarded to Finco at $12,500. Thanks for your work on this, guys.
Right.
Item number 7, consider a levy for repair against Drainage District 13. Scott, take us through the numbers, please.
Okay. Scott, is this the last page now? This
was the Excel spreadsheet.
I got several, couple of them here.
There were several. There was a lengthy one that was a district under original classification.
It says after severings. That's the one we should be looking at.
Yeah, what you want is the one that the last column is labeled 285% levy.
Okay.
And at a 285% levy, that would generate $14,995.23. Somewhere.
And we've got...
the district,
but
that would leave a balance in the district of just over $2,000 when the work is completed for future repairs and for to pay Joel and Tyler to go out and look at the ditch every year and retreat it as necessary.
Yeah, and we feel like that $2,000 is more than enough to leave in this where we don't have to go back and levy again.
So we don't have to levy within 2 or 3 years.
Okay. And I see that we've got City of Nevada, we've got City of Ames, as we know. We own a little property out there, and the county engineer has a little property, and the state of Iowa owns some property. So we're hitting all the bases here.
Share the wealth.
Scott, would you, though, before we take action on this, what's the difference between this sheet and the other sheet that was attached in there that showed... it doesn't show the levy. It just identifies what the assessment is, and the levy is then arrived based on that.
Right. That other sheet just shows the new original benefit to drainage
for the
properties that they're still in the district.
Okay.
And then the sheet with the 285% levy, it's just had that column added on to it. Otherwise, they're identical.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, so the recommendation has been made to set a levy of 285%, which would generate $14,995.23, leaving a sufficient amount in the account once the work is completed.
Yes. Scott, did we receive any comments from the City of Nevada at all?
No.
Yeah.
I only received one phone call prior to the meeting, and that was from the... from the lady who is living outside the district. Sorry, I don't recall your name.
Hillebrand. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No. Nobody inside the district contacted me, including the gentleman who raised the issue of severing the district in the first place.
Okay.
Good.
Well, we're appreciative that Ames is
here
tonight. Thank you for coming.
Okay.
Further discussion. Do I have a motion?
I would move approval of the levy as submitted for the repair of Drainage District Grant 13.
Second. Motion and a second, and to clarify, that's a 285% levy. Further discussion. Clinton?
Aye.
Toot?
Aye.
Sanders? Aye. 285% levy passes. If there's no other business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.
Good. All right.
Cindy, wasn't that interesting?